Every year of prom or graduation is ruined by an intoxicated driver. Parents, talk to your young adults about the dangers and consequences of driving under the influence of drugs or alcohol. Remember, celebrating safely creates happy memories for everyone. This message from Jambalaya is you'll enjoy excellent food. This is a driving under the influence of drugs or alcohol. Enjoy the specials listed on their complete menu. There are open hours that are convenient for you, so stop by soon for that family treat. That's Jambalaya's at 109 Colorado Avenue in Moreno. Bring all your friends and family in before graduation or call ahead for larger special orders or parties. Donna and staff are proud of our graduates. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
In all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury of the state and district wherein the crime shall have been committed, which district shall have been previously ascertained by law, and to be informed of the nature and cause of the accusation, to be confronted with the witnesses against him, to have compulsory process for obtaining witnesses in his favor, and to have the assistance of counsel for his defense. Article 6 of the Bill of Rights.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three Praise and Worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
And back here, our guest this morning is Rich Wesley, and we're going to be talking about a news service, a YouTube news service, which they really have some fascinating programs. And Richard Wesley and his wife and a few friends have got together to try to come up with an alternative news service. Richard, I was looking at some of your recent YouTube presentations. They're excellent. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and how you came upon this idea and what you're hoping to accomplish?
Thank you, Dr. Stan. Thank you for having me. With Informed Citizen News, we started this news broadcast about 6 months ago, and it was after being very frustrated, like I'm sure a lot of your listeners, with the mainstream press and not just getting the news that we need to have in order to be informed in this country. And, we looked at the press as basically being in the pockets of the corporations and really pushing their agenda and not acting on behalf of the American people in providing oversight on the powerful and the elite in Washington and business and in the corporate community. So what we came to the conclusion was that there needed to be a news service that got the real news out to the people and did it in a manner that was brief and to the point. And so we decided to go ahead and start up our own news service to share with people that gave the real news. And what we wanted to do was do a weekly broadcast that was about 10 minutes, a video broadcast. And YouTube is a perfect launching point for that because they limit videos to about 10 minutes in length. And so we could broadcast these once a week, give everybody the news that they need to know in that broadcast each week. And our focus is to cover the news that the mainstream media either didn't report on or was underreported during the week. And it's the most critical news that people should know in order to be an informed American, which is what we need in order to solve all the problems or at least try to make this country a better place, because it's certainly going the wrong direction. with the current two-party system and the press essentially in bed with the two-party system and blocking third-party ideas and different approaches that have really brought us to this country to its knees and in overwhelming debt and the bailout philosophy that we have and another reason why we have started this news service is because in general people have to work really, really hard in their lives and don't have time to do the necessary research to go through websites and watch broadcast news and go through all the filtering that needs to happen in order to get to what is the real news that comes out each week. Because the national news media, it's certainly, whether it's purposely or just through their own drive for making a profit, looks to make news more of an entertainment, frivolous. Britney Spears and things like that get the headlines and informing the American people.
Well, I don't think that they are simply don't know what they're doing. They know exactly what they're doing. They specifically delete specific news because they don't want the people to know. They create our ideas. They create our psychology as far as the economy. They create our fears and our boogeymen. And, of course, the real threats they never mention. But certainly, the Informed Citizen News is an excellent source. And how do people get to your website?
Well, what you call a channel on YouTube. And the channel is accessed by going to www.youtube.com/informedcitizennews. Another way to get to our site is even easier. Is you go to the YouTube homepage and type in Informed Citizen News or ICN. We sometimes refer to ourselves in the short form of ICN. And either one, Informed Citizen News or ICN, in the search box will bring up our videos, and that's a way to get to our channel page and get to all our videos. So it's really easy, and it makes it convenient for people to access all the broadcasts in one place.
All right, what are the issues, the news issues you're covering at the present time this week?
All right, well, this week was a very, very interesting week for us in that there really was a lot of the stories that were an assault, essentially related to an assault on our personal liberties. And we actually made a theme of this week's show specific to the erosion of personal liberty and the growing of government power, just by what's in the headlines. And by the way, all of our stories come from mainstream sources out there in that, there's reporters out there that are posting stories and they're not getting picked up by the national editors, the national press. And so these stories may be on Bloomberg or the UK Telegraph or somewhere in Europe or in the United States on more alternative news sites, but they're accurately sourced, and we make sure that they are. But we choose them from an editorial standpoint to emphasize them in our broadcast because we think they should have been headlines in the national press, but they weren't. And that's
all right. What are they specifically?
Sure. We'll start out with the first story, which was a driver in Louisiana was actually pulled over this past week for having a so-called subversive bumper sticker on his car. It was a "Don't Tread on Me" representation of the "Don't Tread on Me" flag bumper sticker on his car. So a police officer pulled him over, and the first thing that the police officer said was that you have a subversive survivalist bumper sticker on your car. And so after basically giving him that reason for why he pulled him over, the police officer did a background check and didn't find anything on his warrants, and just ended up after about 30 minutes just letting him go after a warning.
Well, that will be back in just a moment here at the American Big Network.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Phil with WolfAutoGroup.com. We sell new, used trucks, cars, ATVs. We love to barter, horse trade. You know, your valuable things for ours. We also have many willing lenders to finance any difference left over to make your payoff on your automobile. Try us. We will trade for your valuable goods. WolfAutoGroup.com. Local number 303-931-9096. Talk to Mr. Wolf personally for the best location to serve you. Thank you.
Everybody with a yard probably has something buried in it. Perhaps a rawhide bone. The head of a talky tabby doll that got too talky.
Baby, want a bottle?
Or a pet turtle that sadly didn't make it.
Sheldon? Sheldon, wake up.
There may also be buried pipelines. And even the best-maintained pipelines can occasionally leak. So make sure you know the signs. For instance, if you smell unusual odors, gas or petroleum.
Yeah.
Hear a hissing noise. See bubbling earth or water. Vegetation that's dead or dying. Or a colorful sheen on water. And don't forget these hard-to-miss clues, like dirt being blown into the air, a frost ball in an open field, or a flame coming from the ground. If you see any of these, don't investigate. And don't ignore it. Leave the area immediately. And call 911 or your pipeline company. For more on pipeline safety, visit atmosenergy.com/safety. Brought to you by Atmos Energy.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
I don't know what happened, whether we're on the air or not. Are you there, Richard?
Yes, I am.
All right, fine. Well, anyway, we didn't get our ordinary bumper music, but I guess that's what the hit that we're supposed to be back on the air. So basically, you were talking about this. This fellow, obviously, the police officer, doesn't understand the Constitution. He has been listening to his elite, you know, who say anybody who opposes the government, anybody who opposes the move towards socialism and fascism is an enemy of the government. So basically, of course, they stopped this man because they had a bumper sticker on that says, "Don't tread on me." Actually, that used to be on the license plates. I've forgotten which state it was, but one of the license plates used to have that slogan on it. So what was the outcome of this 30-minute confrontation between the motorist and the police officer?
Well, the police officer didn't make even any claim that the driver had violated any traffic laws. It was basically specifically that he saw the bumper sticker on the car. But, you know, as this follows up to the recent Homeland Security reports that have come out that have linked or associated third parties or supporters of Ron Paul or Bob Barr and libertarians with right-wing extremism and terrorism.
Well, of course. So, but what did the motorist do? Did he report it? Did he go to the police department and complain about it? How do we even know this occurred?
This was in the press and in a couple of different sources, and we link to those sources on our video page as to where these occurred. And so they had reported this to the press, and it just happened this week, so these things are still ongoing. And
all
so
right,
we'll
fine.
Be
well, did the motorist actually go to the police department and demand to know why?
That we don't know. We don't have that information yet, but like I said, we'll be monitoring to see whether he files a complaint or you know, it can be very intimidating for people, most people, you know, kind of want to make things go away and
well,
feel lucky.
People have to take a stand against the effort to impose tyranny on us. I think this police officer should be disciplined, and certainly people have to understand. There's a move towards fascism. There's a move to intimidate the public, and I'm glad you brought the story out. Okay, and what are some of the other stories you had?
Sure. Here's a story that there was a little bit of abuse of power. Now, this has gotten a little bit in the headlines, but there was a 16-year-old homeschooled North Carolina boy that was taken from his home by the FBI at 10 p.m. at night back on March 5th. For supposedly what the warrant had said was that the teenage boy had made some bomb threats. And what has happened since then is really the point of the story, is that the teenage boy has had very little contact with his mom and very little contact with lawyers, hasn't been able to post any bail in about the 2 months since his arrest. And so it's a really kind of overreaching FBI that has maybe this kid had made some bomb threats, but does it rise to the level of taking him from North Carolina over to a juvenile facility in Indiana and pretty much isolating him for a couple of months without or with very little due process?
Well, of course, I know the story, and the thing is, we really don't know if he was making bomb threats. Apparently, this kid was doing a lot of things on the internet he shouldn't be in the way of making threats, but we just don't know why this whole story has come out, and it really hasn't been thoroughly investigated yet. If he is making bomb threats, he ought to be in prison. This kid needs a good whipping, but we can't do that. We tell our parents, you can't discipline your children, that we tell the school teachers, you can't discipline those kids, but boy, they're sure going to get disciplined when they get in prison. And this boy was playing all sorts of games up there. Maybe it was just all fun on the internet, but I mean, certainly, you know, this young man obviously needed discipline, and he's not getting it. Taking him off at several states away where his family can't reach him, really is totally inappropriate, and providing him with an inadequate legal defense was certainly inadequate. So I think that is the major thrust of the story. But until we know what the evidence against him is, it's very difficult to say. Certainly if a young man is making death threats and threatening to kill people, why, you just can't leave him out in society and say, oh, well, just don't do it again. That young man needs to be punished.
Right, and this seems like a fairly simple case to get the information or make some charges and present, you know, some evidence. What they generally do is, you know, release some information to the press, which gets out there. And so they seized his computer, they seized his bank statements, and having it kind of sit in this limbo for a couple of months doesn't seem necessary the government should have presented its case by now.
Well, what they have to do is, of course, demand habeas corpus and demand that he be brought before a judge and that the case be held. And you cannot just keep people in prison for long periods of time. That certainly would be the major thrust of my concern about the case.
Yep.
But the story, and I've talked to William Grigg, who's written extensively about this, but they have not fully evaluated. All they have is his mother's side, and certainly they've not gotten the evidence that's been prepared against him. But go right ahead.
All right, so our next story that we have, it gets a little more intense as we go along here, is, you may or may not know, coming up in 2010 is the census. And so the government has hired an army of about 140,000 workers under a $700 million contract that's taxpayer-funded to go take and collect GPS readings at every front door in the nation. So privacy advocates are a little more than worried over what can be done with this information. And then also what's really enhancing some concerns for people is that the Obama administration has made a recent decision to put the White House Chief of Staff, Rahm Emanuel, into an oversight role over the census. And, of course, we know from how the census works that the census can be used to determine a reapportionment of congressional seats, which could be used to solidify political power into a single party, probably the Democrats, and control over the nation, its budget, the military, and its future. So, you know, very concerning developments on the census side when they're digitizing and getting GPS coordinates on everybody's home.
Well, I think, see, the purpose of the census was only to determine the number of people living there so that we could reapportion Congress. But when they suddenly want the GPS coordinates of every home in the United States, this is not a function of the census. This is what you do when you want to move towards a police state. And, of course, you have to understand that Obama does not believe in America. He doesn't believe in our Constitution. In fact, there's a great deal of evidence he's not even an American citizen. And yet he was put in power by the power structure here in the United States, by the Trilateral Commission, that really does want to establish a fascist world government under their control. The fact that they are actually marking every home by GPS. We have all this extensive electronic gadgetry, all these satellites up in the sky supposedly being used to spy on the enemy, but they're really being used to spy on the American people. And if you are an elitist, you look upon the American people as an enemy. So I am very, very concerned about that. And I think there should be an outcry. Why in heaven's name do you want GPS coordinates on every home in America? What are you going to do with that information? So I think that is very, very significant. They're up to no good. You can be sure of that. They send our boys off to fight in no-win wars, where we finance the enemy so we can keep the war going year after year after year. Well, go right ahead.
Okay, our next headline that we have in Informed Citizen News this week is police allowed to put GPS tracking device on a car without a warrant.
All right, now what's that about?
So in Wisconsin, an appeals court upheld a decision that allows law enforcement agencies to attach a GPS tracking device to a car without a warrant. The court.
Well, why is that being put on the car, though?
So that anybody that they want to, really want to, whether they're a suspect or not, they can track their movements.
Well, now, is that for every car, or is that
just for a specific car? No, this would be specific cars that the police are targeting for any reason that they choose to. You know, they don't need to go to court. They don't need to go get a warrant in order to do this. They can put it on any car and track the person's movement.
What was the case that was brought before the court? In other words, whose car was it, and why did the police want to put a tracking device on it?
The original case in this one was an accused stalker, and so the police put a GPS device on the stalker, and you know they should be as aggressive as they can be for people who are accused of that type of crime. But you know we do have constitution in this country, and it does require that they get warrants for searches and seizures and tracking somebody's movements wherever they go, whatever, you know, could be political meetings, it could be, you know, again, people who aren't enthusiastic about the current government, the policies and everything, and so it lends itself to be open to the police having an arbitrary right to put these kind of tracking devices on cars. And again, the court specifically said that they can mount these GPS tracking devices on cars to track people without violating their constitutional rights, even if the drivers are not suspects in any case. You know, obviously, the privacy advocates say this opens the door to greater surveillance of citizens. That's fairly obvious. But the other thing, you know, I'd throw in there is that, you know, with the latest satellite technologies like GPS navigation and services like OnStar, where the government really doesn't even have to put a device on a vehicle anymore because most vehicles nowadays have this technology built right into them. And all the government will really need to do is just punch a few keys on a terminal, and they can start to track you.
Well, I share your concern about any massive extension of government control or monitoring the people. But then, of course, you know, all we have to do is look around. We've got those video cameras every place, and that's not for monitoring the bad guys. It can, but It is for monitoring the average citizen. So we can be watched from early morning until late at night. In London, it said that, of course, they take your picture 300 times a day. The real plan is the dictatorship. And when you understand that, then all of these things make sense, whether it would be the fact that they are using the satellites, which the American taxpayer paid for to spy on the Russians, to monitor people here in this country. And they have those satellites up in the sky now watching us. And that is really what's so frightening. In fact, they had a program on Sunday on 60 Minutes talking about the predators that they're using over in Afghanistan and Pakistan, and they can fly these things up, 20,000-30,000 feet, 50,000 feet in the sky, and take pictures on the ground and identify people, even tell what they're holding. And, of course, supposedly it's being used for military affairs, but could it be used here in America sometime in the future to control American citizens? And I believe that the ultimate goal is a one-world government under a one-world dictatorship. And we are financing the electronic technology that can be used not to defeat an enemy, but to defeat the American people, who they consider the enemy because they have an intense hatred of freedom. So go right ahead.
Okay, our next headline was actually from London this week. A man from Great Britain had been ordered to forfeit 67,000 British pounds because he could not prove where the money came from. So this is where the government came in, happened to be on his property, saw the money, and asked him where he got it from. And he said he...
Okay, hold that back. We'll be right back in just a moment here. The American Freedom Network.
For over 15 years, K&K Premium Carpet and Upholstery Care has provided not just clean carpet, but a healthy carpet. Bonded and insured, K&K has brought quality care to your home with a proven safe truck-mounted hot water extraction process that is pH-balanced, allergen-free, and safe for the environment. Tile, grout, heat transfers, and water damage care also available. For your free estimate, call K&K Premium Carpet and Upholstery, 303-237-4655. Ask about the KHNC discount on your first cleaning. That's 303-237-GO-KK.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
Every year, a prom or graduation is ruined by an intoxicated driver. Parents, talk to your young adults about the dangers and consequences of driving under the influence of drugs or alcohol. Remember, celebrating safely creates happy memories for everyone. This message from Jambalaya. You'll enjoy excellent food, beverages, plus top service while you're there. Enjoy the specials listed on their complete menu. They're open hours that are convenient for you, so stop by soon for that family treat. That's Jambalaya's at 109 Colorado Avenue in Marino. Bring all your friends and family in before graduation or call ahead for larger special orders or parties. Donna and staff are proud of our graduates.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Food Network. Richard, I want you to give your address one more time so people would know, if they want to go to YouTube, how to get in touch with your organization. And if anybody's out there in the listening audience has a question, the number is 970-689-8255. 970-689-8255. I've gone up on the website and watched some of the YouTubes. They're really very well done. And they do cover information that everybody should have access to. So you want to get your address out there one more time?
Sure. The easy thing to do is just go to YouTube and type into the search Informed Citizen News or ICN. But our formal location on the Informed Citizen News channel is www.youtube.com/informedcitizennews. And that's how you get there.
All right, fine. So are there any other stories you wanted to cover this morning?
Yes, there's a couple more. The FBI tracks a terrorist list of people who are suspected or that they categorize as potential terrorists, and there's about 24,000 people who are on this list that are on the list based on outdated or sometimes irrelevant information. So these people are likely to be stopped at airports and incorrectly or pulled over for traffic stops. And what this can do, and what the FBI even readily admits, is that it actually gets in the way of them pursuing so-called terrorists or so-called real terrorists out there. Because they're often caught up tracking these other 24,000 people who don't even belong on the list. So there's, again, opens the door for abuse of power on kind of mistaken identity of people, pulling people over that really, just because their name is on a list or their name may be similar to another person that they're tracking. So I'm sure this, we've heard these things before, but this was a recent news release that came out this past week that put the number at about 24,000 people on the list that shouldn't be on the list.
Well, of course, the whole idea of tracking terrorists in this country, is there really a threat from Islamic terrorism? Yes, there are a few radical Islamists. They have known about them going back into the, in the 1990s. We actually have a DVD that was actually, and it's available, it's called Jihad in America. They were tracking certainly this, all of these radical Islamists going back as far as 1988, and they knew exactly who they were, and they did absolutely nothing to stop them when they attacked the World Trade Center the first time back in 1993 and tried to blow it up. They knew exactly who all of these people were. They knew they were going to training camps and military camps, and they did absolutely nothing. And then, of course, they knew about the attack. The second attack coming up, there's no question. They had advanced knowledge. They were tracking all of these people. In fact, several of these so-called hijackers were actually trained at a naval base in Florida, actually trained to fly there. Why would you be training these people who were supposedly going to be, attacking the American airplanes? They knew that there were going to be planes were going to be used. In fact, on September 11th, there were something like 15 military exercises that morning, and at least five of them involved simulating hijacking of airplanes and crashing them into buildings. There was a stand-down order. We have an interview with a man named Chavez, who was actually who was working at the center in Florida that morning, and said there was a stand-down order. He only got hold of him one time. After that, he totally disappeared. I don't know what ever happened to him. I hope that he didn't share a similar fate to other people who've told the truth about what happened that day. But So much of this whole concept of the fear of Islamic terrorism, they have a very efficient means of tracking the real terrorists, but of course they put hundreds of thousands of names on this list, and of course anybody who opposes the government is potentially on that list. In fact, immediately after September 11th, I got a call from the FBI, from a man who identified himself in the FBI office out of Oklahoma City, asking if I believed that these were the latter days. If I was a Christian, I believed these were the latter days, and I told him I did. I asked him why. Was it a crime to be a Christian in America? And boy, did you ever hear an FBI agent back down? I called him back again a few weeks later and asked him why he was asking me those questions. He kept insisting I wasn't being investigated. I asked him why he wanted to know if I, as a Christian, believed that these were the latter days, since Christians have believed that since the days our Lord walked the earth. And, well, the FBI is looking into Christians and investigating Christians. I can tell you that from firsthand experience. And who knows, if you're a Christian out there, you may be on the list, too. We should not give the government power. The FBI does far more harm than good, because it has put a number of innocent people in prison who they knew were innocent, to cover up many times for crimes that they were actually supporting. So there's a wonderful book called The Deadly Deception, I believe it is, about how the FBI actually running agents in the mafia allowed innocent people to be put in prison for the crimes that the mafia, their agents in the mafia, had actually carried out. And people were there for 30 years, innocent men, and the FBI knew they were innocent. We cannot have an organization like that, and it should be ended along with the CIA. You cannot have a free society when you have a federal police force, and unfortunately, we're moving towards a dictatorship in America. But go right ahead.
Sure. Two quick stories to kind of finish out the week's stories. In Carlsbad, California, which is near San Diego, the headline is, "Want a building permit? Then give up your right to vote." The city of Carlsbad, California, has been demanding that property owners who want a permit to renovate their homes sign an agreement waiving their right to vote on future assessments. And not only does this agreement apply to the homeowner, but anyone that purchases that home in the future in perpetuity would also lose their right to vote on future assessments. So essentially the city government there is bribing the population there that if they want a building permit, they need to give up their right to vote. This is being heard this week before the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals in a case that involves a homeowner in Carlsbad, California. So we'll wait to hear what happens with this one.
That is a rather frightening concept. Go right ahead.
Okay. The last one is where the Montana state government has passed a new law. It's been signed into law that would exempt any firearm or firearm accessory or ammunition manufactured and retained in the state from federal regulation, meaning that anything that's made and built and used in the state of Montana, the federal agencies would not have any jurisdiction or any ability to require registration or anything like that, according to the Montana state government, over any of their citizens and any of their citizens' firearms or accessories. And so it potentially puts a showdown between the state of Montana and the federal government and the, you know, ATF or FBI over gun laws. And so certain guns may be banned federally, but not banned in Montana. And if they're made and used locally, then Montana says that under the Commerce Clause of the Constitution, they don't regulate the interstate commerce. So it doesn't apply.
Okay, good point. Very good idea.
This is George Flynn. For several years, I was privileged to host the Words of Freedom show here on KHNC. If you've been wanting a Colorado or Wyoming concealed carry permit or non-resident Utah or Florida permit, please note that I've been a firearms instructor since the 1970s and currently conduct concealed carry classes under the banner of Self-Defense Guns. Please visit our website, selfdefenseguns.com, or call 970-622-2091. That's 970-622-2091.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343. Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to celebrate Shavuot 2009, Sunday, May the 31st at North Shore Park of Lake Loveland, Loveland, Colorado, at the Amphitheater from 10 until 5 p.m. Bring your own picnic, lunch, and drink. No glass containers are allowed in the facility. Bring a blanket, umbrella, and protection from the sun. Special guest speaker will be Dr. Frank Morgan, Obadiah Frank. Praise and worship music by the Beth Messiah Band, the Intercourt Dancers, Voice of Many Waters, and a special concert by Michael Golden. For more information, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245. Hag Sameach.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, I guess, Richard, do you have any more stories that you'd like to talk about that you are presenting on your YouTube presentation?
No, I think that about covers it. We you know, had a little blurb on Ron Paul's bill to audit the Fed and just an update on that, but that's a lot. Probably a lot of your listeners are up to date on that.
Well,
so.
Why don't you tell us what is happening?
So,
we understand he's up to, what, about 130 co-sponsors on his bill to audit the Fed?
Yeah, so what we saw as of the broadcast this past weekend was 124 co-sponsors, which is quite a few. Generally, there's only a couple of co-sponsors on a bill that's popular, and here he's got 124. So, you know, looks like it has as good of a momentum as possible to try and get before Congress on a vote so that we can ultimately get some transparency on the Federal Reserve and see how what's really going on behind the scenes as the Fed works with other countries and really dictates the monetary policy and ultimately basically got us into this mess in the first place with how they run monetary policy, really on behalf of Wall Street and the banks and not so much the American people.
Well, I certainly agree with you, and I share your concerns. Is there anything else you'd like to say to our listeners before we let you go?
No, just that we just posted the week's show. We generally try to get it out on Sunday nights, but we ran into some technical difficulties. And we, you know, really packaged this one up well with some scenes from movies that show, government, growing government power and intersplice that and trying to show that what used to be fiction is now becoming reality in eavesdropping and tracking of citizens and loss of personal liberty. And
well,
so that was really the theme of this week's show.
I think people have to understand that if you have a cell phone, they have the ability to know where you are. They can listen to your telephone conversations. But the frightening thing is there was special software. They can actually listen to your conversation when your cell phone is turned off. They can track you when your cell phone is turned off. Why would they develop something like that? They want everybody to have an ID card. Somehow, if every person has an ID card, we're going to be protected from the wicked Osama bin Laden, who the government absolutely has refused to try to capture, even though they've told us they have. But we know that when they sent their troops into Afghanistan back in October of 2001, the orders were, do not catch Osama bin Laden. We have an article out of the Washington Times at that time saying our program is not to catch Osama bin Laden. If we caught Osama bin Laden, how would we justify the war? How would we justify the war? Front page of Washington Times, a high government official, our policy is not Osama bin Laden first, it's Osama bin Laden last. If we caught him, how would we justify the war? And the war continues waging on. We've just never been able to track him down. Aw, shucks, we're just so incompetent. And if you really believe that, you're incredibly naive. So I share your concerns, Richard. We have to let people understand that they have created this whole terrorist threat to justify increasing their control over the lives of the American people. If you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, my number 970-689-8255. That's 970-689-8255. Richard has a great idea. They're putting a lot of time and effort into actually putting up the Informed Citizen News, ICN. And I think you'll find it rather fascinating. I have, when I've gone there, we need alternative means of gathering information, and they're going to do the research for you. If you'd like to watch a television screen, my screen, here's your opportunity to do it. And, of course, you're not going to get the controlled news. You're going to get off of ABC, CBS, and NBC. Any parting thought for our listeners before we let you go?
No, just that, the group of people involved in Informed Citizen News volunteer their time to do this because we're researching the news anyway, and we thought we would provide a kind of a contribution back to society by putting this together. It's free. Everybody can go on and just access these broadcasts for free, and that's the way the news, the real news, will only get out there is if it's for free, and we're planning on keeping it this way and trying to take it as far as we can.
Very good. Thanks very much. I appreciate everything you're doing. We'll keep us appraised of how things are going, will you?
I absolutely do that. Thanks for having me, Doctor.
More than welcome.
Bye-bye. Bye.
All right, fine. Well, we hope you enjoyed Richard Wesley, the Informed Citizen News. Informed Citizen News. And then, of course, I want to remind you that the Conspiracy Conference is going to be held on June 6th and June 7th at the Marriott Hotel at the Great American Parkway in Santa Clara. That's the Marriott Hotel. If you want more information about the Conspiracy Conference, and they've got a great line of speakers, Ted Gunderson will be there, Dave Van Kleist, a number of people we've interviewed in the past. Why, of course, you can go to their website, conspiracycon.com. Conspiracycon.com. And you can, of course, make your reservations there. I'm going to be giving the lead-off speech on Saturday morning at 9 o'clock. So if you're going to be there, be there early. And I hope I can make it worthwhile for you. But I think you'll find it well worthwhile. And then, of course, I want to mention we are having our conference, our yearly conference, on October 25th. It's a Sunday, but we found we get a better turnout on Sunday. And it should be the Aptos Seascape Golf Course. But if you want to come to Monterey Bay, it's a beautiful time of year, a beautiful location, but we're going to have great speakers. Dr. Blaylock will be there. Tom Horn will be there, and I can promise you an excellent lineup. People who've been there in the past have always wanted to come back. We had almost 180 people last year, which is, and I think we'll have a lot more this year, God willing. If the economy doesn't completely collapse or we don't have a major actually manufactured health crisis, because, they are working in the laboratories to create terrible new diseases. They've already created some of them, like the Marburg disease. Marburg disease, the first time it was ever found, was in laboratory monkeys. Of course, it's the forerunner of the Ebola, which is, of course, it's a deadly disease. It was deadly when it broke out in Marburg, Germany, over a decade and a half ago. Well, it was just about the time the AIDS epidemic came along, and suddenly we have a brand new disease, and it's in laboratory monkeys. The only cases of Ebola we ever had here in the United States just happened to be in laboratory monkeys. The only cases of HIV-2 that existed were in laboratory monkeys until they turned the monkeys into the wild. We'll be back in just a moment to wrap up our program right here on the American Theater Network.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13.
Hi, this is Phil with WolfAutoGroup.com. We sell new, used trucks, cars, ATVs. We love to barter, horse trade. You know, your valuable things for ours. We also have many willing lenders to finance any difference left over to make your payoff on your automobile. Try us. We will trade for your valuable goods. WolfAutoGroup.com. Local number 303-931-9096. Talk to Mr. Wolf personally for the best location to serve you. Thank you.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, I'm just Dan here at the American Freedom Network. If you are interested in attending the Conspiracy Conference in June on the 6th and 7th, that's a Saturday and Sunday away, and you want the telephone number, you can always call our 800 number and ask for it. We've given it to our operators. But the best thing to do is go to the internet, conspiracycon.com. conspiracycon.com, and, of course, you can get all of the information there. And then, of course, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners of Radio Liberty. My ministry is primarily listener-supported, and as you know, we're on over 60 outlets every week. Some of them are shortwave and satellite, but we do have an outreach where we can bring people the information they're not going to get elsewhere and hopefully direct them to our internet site. If you actually have a computer, you can listen to our programs on the internet, and we do 5 hours a day. We encourage you to get the information you need. Of course, this station has some great programming, and I don't want to take you away from this station, but if you do want to hear any of our other programs, why, they are archived, and you can listen to them in the evening, perhaps when there's nothing interesting on. So we archive, we have blog, we have MP3, we have a 9-hour-a-day satellite program, and of course we have our live programs and our archive programs. So the information is there. You just need to get it and help us get it out. And then, of course, we have some great new material that we're putting together. And if you have not read my most recent newsletters, November, December, January, February, and March, they're all up on the internet, and they explain to you how they created this current economic crisis and why they created the crisis. And the reason they created the crisis was because it was the only way they could simply bring every nation in the world into this world government. Every nation in the world has been affected by this economic slowdown. I mean, it is the most ingenious plan you could imagine. I could never think that they could devise this, but they have, by interlocking all of our nations world financially, and then, of course, creating this artificial crisis by issuing all these defective and fraudulent bonds and getting them rated AAA and then getting them insured so that people could not lose. The countries throughout the world could not lose by investing in these bonds. The only trouble is they did lose. And we've destroyed the financial system of most of the world. Talked to one of my contacts the other day who used to be with the CIA, I suspect he is still with the CIA. He said he talked to people all over Europe. Everybody over there is frantic. Their whole economy is collapsing. And this is taking place all throughout the world. And the reason they engineered this whole thing is so, as Henry Kissinger said, you have two alternatives. Nations can either join the new economic order or face chaos. You have two choices. All of the countries will go into the new order, and, of course, They're going to stimulate chaos in the countries that don't go in. You need, of course, to get our newsletters, get the information. We have a great new 4-CD set on the financial Armageddon. That's the financial Armageddon. We, of course, have our my talk on the financial tsunami. I gave it 3 years ago, but it's very apropos as far as today is concerned. We have a great syllabus. It's called Financial Armageddon. It goes in my talk, which I'll be giving. But it's got a lot of information you won't get elsewhere, as the speeches given by Congressman McFadden back in the 1930s and by Congressman Patman in the 1960s. Of course, you never hear what these congressmen said because they block out their information through the media. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, Radio Liberty, radioliberty.com. Please pray for revival, but pray for Radio Liberty, for our vision, our protection.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua.